State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Be more wild. Are you tired of sitting around at home this summer? Bring your family and come down to the African Safari Wildlife Park located in Port Clinton, Ohio. We have giraffe, zebra, bison, and much more. So skip the lines at the amusement park and come experience the safari for yourself. Are you tired of the normal zoo experience? Looking for an exciting way to see animals up close? Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6. Open every day, rain or shine.
The Ramsey Show.
Did a really big job at work and kind of gave the credit to somebody else.
I just don't want you to assume malicious intent because you overheard something.
And I also don't want your ego. But I worked really hard on this thing, too. If you work hard for the praise, man, your life's going to be hollow.
I really don't trust them.
Nothing in business works if there's not trust. If you don't trust your supervisor and your leadership team, you can't work there, man. They'll take your soul from you.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. Depend on.
Sunshine today with a high of 85. Mostly clear tonight, the low 64. Partly sunny on Sunday, but a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, the high 88. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Oh.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. We have on the phone line with us Coach Betzner from the Carroll Cougars, who were winners last night in the annual Bacon Bowl. This game was played at Delphi last night, and the Cougars won that game 39-6. All's well this morning at Carroll, Coach?
Yeah. It's always a good day after this game when you're on the winning side of it.
The pork burgers after the game always taste just a little bit better with a W on it, right?
Oh, yeah. They brought a whole thing in, and I was trying to figure out how we could get them all back home, but that was awesome. Yeah,
Don Stock really likes pork burgers so well. I'm really surprised we don't carry the Cougars every week with Hoosierland TV. Yeah. He's on here with me this morning, by the way, Coach.
Well, Coach, if we had our way, we would be up there a whole lot of times, and we're actually going to grab you 3 weeks in a row coming up here soon. So
good.
We're
Carol
we're
gives him pork
way.
Burgers, and Prairie gives him Pizza King pizza, so he's set.
Yeah, best of both worlds. There,
we don't go very many places except for where they feed us, and so it works out pretty well for all of us.
Yep.
Well, Coach, last night you go to Delphi. You've only allowed 6 points to be scored in your first two ball games. I know that I was reading the article from Mr. King in the Journal and Courier, and you talk about we're pushing our kids because they need to understand everybody's coming to them. We're being hunted. We're no longer the hunters.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know, just we talked about this a little bit before the game. One of my seniors came up to me last year before the game and said, "Hey, we're going to win this game." And I said, "Yeah, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, but they're stronger. They've got, you know, they're playing 9 seniors on offense, 8 on defense. It's going to be a battle. We're just hoping to be in the game in the fourth quarter last year." And it really changed things. And then this year, we felt like we're on the other side. Like we should have the physical dominance this year because they're so young. They played really hard, but they're really young. So just explain to the kids, like, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and you better be ready to play and get after people early. And it was a rough first quarter for us, but finally figured some things out and got things going.
Well, Coach, winning is massive, and you have a bunch of kids there that don't know any more than how to win. That's got to be a big bonus for you as far as mentally ready for the ball game each and every night.
Yeah, you can't teach that. No matter what you do, you can't teach that. And it was kind of a weird thing because, you know, we started a sectional run last year, and I thought the year before I got there, they had a lot of teams that, you know, could have won the sectional or right there to win the sectional and just didn't get it done. The soccer team won one, and then we won one, and then it just kind of turned the whole thing all year that the expectation was to win now. And it's so nice because last year, the football program, when I walk around with the seniors first, you know, the first Friday of the season, and we talk about goals, and, you know, they wanted a winning record. I mean, that was the big goal. And that's why, you know, the changes in expectations and goals have changed a lot in a year, but it's a lot easier when every program's winning and all the kids, you know, expect to win.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your guys, Luke Tanner and Mr. Cohen Ayers, if you'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah. Luke is our sophomore quarterback, really growing up. I mean, he's taken the reins and he's done a really nice job. He's going to continue getting better every week. I think that's the best thing about Luke. Every week you're going to see him at his worst because every next week he's going to be better. And we got 3 years of him, so it's going to be really exciting for the next 3 years what he's going to bring. He's got just a natural leadership. He doesn't get rattled even as a sophomore. The Bacon Bowl. You know, he's been talking about this for. I have him in class, and for a year, he was ready to start this game. And so I'm proud of him. I'm glad he's came into his own. He's gained a lot of weight. Just changed his body to be able to perform the way he has. And then Cohen, Jackson was with us last year. Jackson was a phenomenal athlete. Cohen's a phenomenal leader. Cohen's just different. He's very quiet, but there's no one I trust more on our football team than Cohen Ayers. He's going to get the job done every play, all the time. And I think it's neat to see kids grow up. He was kind of in Jack's shadow last year, and now he knows he's the man. So makes it fun to see those guys just grow up and complete those roles that we ask them to.
Man, you and Prairie are going to match up really, really well. And I say that because you have a lot of different weapons. So does the Gophers. And we're looking forward to that broadcast up at Carroll when they come marching in October. That's got to be, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, what, 73 kids on your football team?
No, we're about mid-50s.
Okay.
Yeah, about mid-50s. We started a little over 60, and we're down to about mid-50s now. So, but yeah, a lot, I mean, numbers are good. We went from about 44 last year, so we've gained about, you know, 8-9 guys, and we were about 34 the year before, so gained about 10 a year. So numbers are really good.
We talked about last week, Coach, you got a lot of young guys that, you know, could have been playing varsity level last year, but they had a lot, you know, some guys in front of them, you know, just didn't get the opportunity to play, and one of them was on the defensive side. I think he's got a interception last night was Grady Lytle, so he's stepping up playing on your defense.
Oh, Grady Lytle is a specimen. He's a kid that I watched in film as a sophomore. He played some quarterback for him as a sophomore. Couldn't play any defense. And when I watched, I was like, I have no idea where this kid can play. No clue. You know, he's gonna be staying by me a lot the next couple of years. And his body. I mean, he lived in the weight room, and athletically, he's something to watch now. I mean, he can do things that 2 years ago no one would have thought he could have done. But his work ethic and getting in the weight room and the agility stuff, he with the ball in his hand, he's fun to watch now. And you know, again, 2 years ago I'd have never thought that. But his determination to change his body completely and become a player he's always wanted to be is pretty awesome to watch. You don't find a better kid. I mean, he is a 10 out of a 10, and you're so happy for when kids like that, you know, figured out and really going to enjoy this year for him.
Next week, you're traveling to Taylor, and Taylor's 0-2 on the year. How do you, you know, it looks, as a broadcaster looking into the game, it looks like a matchup that Carroll should go in and easily handle. How do you approach this week and keep your Cougars from not overlooking a Taylor ball club that's struggled for many years?
Yeah, I think they could have the best player in the conference. So their running back is really good. I mean, if he gets any room, he's going to score. So I think that's the thing. Like, defensively, we can't allow them to get anything, you know, with him done. They'll throw the ball down the field. So they bring different challenges than what we've seen. The athletes, we don't match up well with their athletes. We match up way better with their linemen than we do their athletes. So we just got to figure out how to make sure that they don't get the big plays. And I think it's good for the kids. We're going to have to run the ball this week because if he misses one, he's gone. So I think that's where you attack it. We got to get better in what, you know, something we might see later in the year with Eastern and Prairie, you know, like they get out in the open. We got to get 11 guys at the ball because if we don't have an option, that guy's not going to make the tackle every time. So we need to make sure we get guys there. So they bring different challenges. So I'm excited for those challenges that they bring.
Coach, I'm not mistaken, Taylor has artificial turf right on their facility. Is that a difference in either a preparation or how you play the ball game over there?
Well, yeah, it's a speed factor, you know. I think we got some fast kids. We're a lot faster than I thought we were going to be, but they've got some really fast kids. So it matches their kids really, really well. Like, it's just like first game, they played North White, and it was back and forth. And then they go play on the grass at North Miami, and they just didn't look nearly as fast as they did on that turf. But when they get on that turf, they are really fast. So, yes, it does. I'd much rather be playing them at Carroll than at Taylor.
Well, looking at the Hoosier Heartland Conference, looks like it's going to shake out, you know, four teams that, you know, heading to the top. One of them's at Carroll. We talked about Clinton Prairie a little bit. And you mentioned them, Eastern, and then Sheridan. I think there's the four programs that, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. And can you give a little highlight on each one of those teams, Coach?
Yeah, we lost all of them last year. So we're the underdog. We want to fight our way up to the top there. And so that's how we're telling them that, hey, you've done nothing. You know, we haven't beat any of those teams. We end up beating Prairie at the end of the year, but they beat us early in the year. So you want to be the top of that conference. We got a long ways to go. So that's what we're preaching to our kids. And we know what those games are going to be like. And we know how physical and, you know, how good some of those programs are, how well coached they are. So we got to get better and better. And the good part of our good or bad, maybe, but, you know, our last two games are Prairie and Sheridan. So, you know, we better be playing our best when we play those two teams.
Yeah, last year, if it went a, you know, another direction, it could have been a four-way tie. It was that close coming down, and I expect to be that this way again this year.
Yes, it could be. I mean, we're going to – yeah, those top four teams, I think, are just going to beat each other up a little bit and see where the things fall at the end of the year. So whoever stays – it's just like, you know, 1A football. Like, it hurt us. Like, we had a key injury last night. Cody James, all-conference kid last year, he tore his ACL.
Oh, that's tough.
And it is, and it breaks my heart. He got his body ready, and he was going to be something pretty special. And, you know, just my heart breaks for him, and it really does. But, you know, next guy up, and that's what we – and but the good thing with having, you know, 55 kids or mid-50 kids, I mean, we have somebody, you know what I mean, that's ready to play at that level. So Tanner Turnpaul came in. He was a soccer player last year, kicked for us, but he doesn't look like a soccer player. He's about 5'9", 5'10", probably 205 pounds, and played really, really well last night. So we had some linemen step up for his position. So it's just when we get to this point of we have some guys that can come in and, you know, fill those spots. So but we got to stay healthy. I mean, you get too many of those, and yeah, season can change pretty quick.
One last question here, Coach. You guys play for the Skillet, I believe, when winning that Bacon Bowl. Are you guys cooking bacon and eggs in the coach's office this morning?
Well, I got it at home. I bring it home the first night, sleep with it.
That's the question everybody wants to know on our program.
Well, that's right. It's a big deal, and it's so funny because I'm kind of from out of the area, and man, as soon as we got done with Tri-County last week, all the kids were just, that's all they talked about was making sure we kept that Skillet. So it means a lot to the kids, so it's a pretty cool thing they do.
Well, I'll tell you, Carl and I covered that football game several years ago, had no idea about the winning trophy. And when we saw that massive Skillet over there, it was like, man, you could fry up a whole town right there. That boy, that's big.
Hey, Coach, it was good to talk with you this morning. We got to get moving on to our sponsors here, but we'll talk to you next week after you match up with Taylor. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back after this.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
I have always been proud of this radio station and the commitment they've made to high school sport. And none any better than WILO. WILO does so many creative and wonderful things for our community. I think sometimes we take it for advantage, and we shouldn't. Cherish every opportunity we get to talk about our football program and our state of events in football.
We want to thank WILO. If it weren't for your giving us a voice and an opportunity to reach your listening audience, a lot of our missions wouldn't be accomplished. So many thanks to both you and Kevin.
The number one thing is communication. And during a crisis like this, the fact that you guys, through Clinton County Daily News and through the radio station, have been able to, you know, get our messages to the public has been vital in making things smooth and run very seamlessly.
WILO, keeping you connected to our community.
Sunshine today with a high of 85, mostly clear tonight, the low 64. Partly sunny on Sunday, but a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, the high 88. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. With us right now with Don and I is Coach Slicker from the Clinton Prairie Gophers, who won their second game of the year last night over Frankfort, 54-30. They renewed the rivalry 4 years ago between the Gophers and Hot Dogs after being over, you know, 30-plus years not playing that game. And last night the Gophers finally got them in four tries, and it started off from the very first play of the game. The Gophers take it 53 yards to the house and then got called back for a penalty, but they didn't stop. They just kept moving and moving and moving, and it was nice, impressive, you know, win last night over the Hot Dogs, Coach.
Hey, well, thank you. It really was a total team effort. You know, we did so many good things on offense last night, but there were a lot of guys contributing with our quarterback going down, Connor Cobb, there in the second series. I thought Stephen Dunford comes in and just runs the show like it was his job, and it was his job for a while this summer. So that was a blessing for us to have that ability to move him there. And just so many kids contributed. You know, from the coaches, I thought the coaching staff did a great job this week of preparing. It was our best week of practice, and a lot of that had to do with the fact we were playing Frankfort, so I thought our boys were focused. And then I just want to give a quick shout-out to our administrative team. I know last night that, you know, it wasn't a perfect world there, but to even get the portable lights there Scott Miller and Chad Peckinpah, Kirsten Clark and Luke Harlow, the work that they did just to allow that game to be played last night, even though there were some kinks. We really appreciate everything they did.
And if you weren't aware, Prairie's trying to put in new lights right now. And with COVID and everything, part supplies, it's been backed up. And they, you know, they've been working on the baseball field and everything, so they couldn't get here until August. So they're just now putting in the cement work and the bases. And the old lights are actually unhooked, and they're putting all of the new stuff up, and it's a work in progress. Probably be portable lights one more week, and then when the week five comes around, the Gophers will have new lights.
That's what I've been told. So, you know, when we heard about it, you know, the old saying is you got to control the controllables, and that was something that was out of our control in many ways in terms of our football team. And so I thought our kids have done a really good job of just, you know, staying focused on playing on the field. You know, it was a little weird there when the lights first came on last night, even for the coaches. You're like, wow, it's different, because it was different.
It was a little dark, but everybody worked through it. When those new lights come on, it'll be like daylight out there.
Well, I think so, too. And, we appreciate Frank for, you know, being willing to actually play with that situation. So, you know, it was a good night, obviously, for the Gophers last night, but we do appreciate Frankfurt being willing to play in those conditions as well.
We appreciate it also, because if you would have had to play it at Frankfurt, we wouldn't have been able to broadcast the game, so we're very happy. Coach, let's talk about, when you started out, you scored very quickly. Man, you were scoring before we were on the air. But your quarterback, Connor, goes down on an ankle injury. You're not playing with Seth Whitlock because he was injured the week before. You got a backup quarterback, Steve Dunford. It could have gone south for you in a hurry, but I think the rest of your kids, as far as Jacob Wilson and Caden Davis, man, they stepped up to make the difference.
They did. You know, the first couple of weeks here, we've been in a shotgun offense, but we have been working our underneath offense all summer. So last night we were like, we were going to break it out. And we were blessed. We know we have some talented wings there, like you said, Caden Davis and Jacob Wilson. I'd also have to say that Kai Jacobs, the freshman last night, was able to go in there as our other wing and just had a phenomenal game. And, you know, our O-line obviously was opening up some nice holes, but boy, did those kids run well last night.
Well, Kai Jacobs was pretty impressive, Coach. I mean, as a freshman, the quickness that he had, put him in the slot position, get him moving in motion. I don't think Frankfurt could have. You used him very well as a decoy, even, and you watched the linebackers try to trace him down, I turned to Carl last night and I went, man, that Kai Jacobs should be a quarterback. That gives you an option of all kinds of running options, and holy smoke.
Well, he has worked some as a quarterback. Poor kid. This week in practice, I think I saw him in class Thursday morning. I'm like, are you tired? And he said, I'm a little tired, Coach. You know, because he played some defense last night for us as well. I thought that Derek McDonald and Tyler Altick played really well last night in the defensive backfield for us. You know, as much as Frankfurt throws the ball, you get tired. That takes a lot, and that's why the game lasted a long time, too, you know, is that they threw the ball as much as they did. And I thought that really taxed our coverage guys. I thought they did a really nice job back there as well. And then, obviously, you know, you don't win a football game unless you went up front, and I thought we did that last night.
And a couple other guys, I think, we didn't really talk last week much about your defense. You know, they held West Delta, you know, 0 points, and last night they did a pretty good job and, you know, defending Frankfurt, because they are slinging the football all over the field. But Braxton Nail, number 55, I think he had 5 solo tackles playing your middle linebacker spot, and Logan Kirshner, number 54, he had 3 tackles for loss, and they were big-time tackles when he made them, and I think those two guys really led your defense last night.
They did. Just, you know, Logan Kirshner is really a starting defensive end, so when Cobb went down, he's also our middle linebacker, which is a tough combo, right? And so we moved Kirshner back, the inside linebacker, and I thought he did a beautiful job because he only practiced there briefly. You know, we always practice those scenarios in case somebody goes down. But certainly our sophomore, Braxton Nail, has just coming out of the woodwork. We see improvement each and every day. And the nice thing about Braxton right now, even though he can play offensive line, we let him play linebacker in practice. And you can see his improvement just going against our first offense in practice. And so I think that's been a big help. And then, you know, we had some nice contributions from some young defensive ends last night. You know, I know Colby Richardson, we moved him in there. I thought he played well last night. We used a freshman, Hunter Haynes, a little bit. obviously Levi Osler is a horse out there. He really is a man. He is. You're watching him run in the gym this morning. You know, all boys accounted for, by the way, this morning. And man, is he a good-looking kid, you know, as a football player and just an overall, what a great kid. And then, you know, our inside tackles, Les, it's hard last night. You got a quarterback with their ability. We've got some big guys on the inside like Landon Hughes and Avery Niemann-Verdreet and Keaton Williams. You know, they're trying to track him down. So I thought really it was a pretty good effort by our defense overall. A couple breakdowns on contain, and give their kids credit. You know, they have some talented kids. And talking to Coach Byers, they've got some new boys out there playing, and so they're going to get better.
Well, the thing that separates, I think, Jacob Wilson, next week I can't wait to see Seth Whitlock, I remember him from the year before, is they do a great job at allowing their frontline guys to get their blocks in. They're not in a big hurry. They read well. And when you're running behind a Keaton Williams at 280 pounds, he's going to open up some nice holes for these guys.
They do. You know, our offensive line is we're really experienced on the right side with what I call Nemo and Logan and Landon Hughes. But then on our left side, we put Keaton Williams in there at guard, our sophomore, and he's surrounded by Osler and Hughes, and they do a really nice job of communicating with him, helping him, you know, learning what to do. You know, you see different fronts. But obviously, Wilson last night, some of those runs are really spectacular. You know, he gets in there and he's able to start, stop, just stuff that, you know, you really can't teach. You know, you're just smart enough, hopefully, to turn and say, hey, let's give the ball to Wilson right here and let's see what he can do. And Jacob runs so hard and he's like, Coach, I got this. And he just did a great job last night.
We talked about it last week and then you brought it up here about your coaching staff. You've got a bunch of coaches. You know, everybody's bought in, doing their job. We didn't talk about him last week, but Coach Allen, you know, leading the defense, I think he's doing a really strong job. You know, a lot of different key pieces. You know, when somebody goes down, somebody's got to move around. And then Coach Craig on your offense, same thing. You know, 2 weeks in a row, you go in with a game plan and you try to call them plays as you want, but next thing you know, it's different guys and different movements. But I think both them guys, you picked two really good, you know, key pieces for your ball club.
Well, you know, I know as a head coach here, we're blessed to have the coaches that we have. Certainly, Brian Craig called an excellent game last night, and I have no doubt. Thursday night in practice, it was weird. I went down and worked with the JV. I didn't even watch our varsity practice for like 20 minutes in their walkthrough, and I told him that's how much I trust him with our offense because I know he has it. Coach Allen last night, let's be honest, you know, he loses his Mike linebacker, really the key to our defense, and so he had to adjust on the fly, and like you said, Logan did a great job at just moving our coverage guys around. Tyler works hard. And in our special teams last night, something to note, too, is Whitlock is our normal long snapper. So last night we moved McDonald into long snapping. And then we actually ended up punting a freshman last night, which we
did a great job.
Yeah, we knew that, you know, we've talked about, like, what if Cobb goes down? What are we going to do at punter? And Jamari Campbell, a freshman's like, Coach, I can do it. I can do it. And, you know, my thought is no one else really said they can do it. We've had some other guys kick in practice, but not consistently, and that kid had some confidence, and so I'm like, well, let's give him a try.
And your kickoff guy, you're normally with Cobb, and Keaton Williams came in, and I think he was averaging almost 40 yards a kick.
Yeah, you know, Keaton's been excited all year. He said, Coach, I can kick. I know I can. And so you know how that goes, fellas. And he got a chance last night. I agree. He kicked the heck out of that football last night, and he was really, really excited about that. You know, a big guy getting to do something besides block is always exciting, for sure.
I get actually touch the football with my foot.
Yes, that's true.
Coach,
super job.
We'll move on to talk about next week here real quick. The second annual Corn Bowl. The Bulldogs come over to play the Gophers next week in a key Hoosier Heartland matchup.
Well, you know, I think we told our boys this morning that, you know, we challenged them last night. Our goal was to win the county. So, you know, last night was a step. This next Friday night will be another step. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. There was a lot of excitement last night, and now the key for us is to refocus. Let's keep getting better. I told the kids today we were better this week than we were against Westdale. We were better at Westdale than we were against Fountain Central. So our goal will be to be better next week against Clinton Central than we were last night against Frankfort.
Coach, we have you on Hoosierland TV 5 out of your 9 weeks. Frankfort next week, when the Central comes in, we're heading with you over to Tri-Central. When Sheridan comes into town, the sister station of Hoosierland TV will grab you there. And then what we think could probably be a conference decision is when you head up to Carroll, we're going to grab you there. You know, it's a pure joy to watch your team play basically because they play as a family and their leader in you as a coach, you can tell they're playing all they can for you and for each other.
Well, that, you know, that's kind of the goal. We're all in it together is what I've tried to tell them. And so we appreciate your guys' support. Thank you, Jamie, for keeping the stats last night. And it's just been wonderful. So, you know, it's easy to take a step back this week. So the challenge is let's keep taking steps forward.
Check the diesel fuel in the light towers and make sure everything's ready to go for next
I'm
week, Coach.
Sure we'll be doing that next Thursday night.
All right, Jamie. Thanks for being on this morning. This will wrap up Inside the Huddle. Don, one last quick thought.
Well, I'll just tell you what. If you get an opportunity this coming Friday when the Bulldogs head over to Prairie, pack it up, man. I'm telling you, you're going to watch some good football, and it'll be worth your effort to go out to Prairie to watch it get happening.
Okay, we'll see you next week on Inside the Huddle.